It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair.
I tell you, Fiscal Smith's not there. He's gone to Hong Kong. Look, it has nothing to do with you where Fiscal Smith lives. He's only there because he can't shake off his childhood. That's why he's such a bore, Dulcie. You deserve better. Or just memories of Willie Fiscal Smith clings to his miserable past like a limpet to a rock.
I don't think anyone's ever loved him,
she said. I'm not surprised.
Yes, I said. Jonathan Harker. She smiled and gave some message to an elderly man in white shirt sleeves who had followed her to the door. He went, but immediately returned with a letter.
My friend, welcome to the Carpathians. I am anxiously expecting you. Sleep well tonight. At 3 tomorrow, the diligence will start for Bukovina. A place on it is kept for you. At the Borgo Pass, my carriage will await you and will bring you to me. I trust that your journey from London has been a happy one, and that you will enjoy your stay in my beautiful land. Your friend, Dracula.
But it was not in the street that trouble came my way. One day, without a warning, a fist pounded my door.
Open! In the name of Count Toramon.
I knew I had only seconds. If the guards caught me, I, like the others, would wish for death long before it came to me. The barricaded door wouldn't hold long. I quickly drew the bench from the far wall, ripped aside the Hessian cloth, and pulled myself through the narrow gap into the darkness of the store. The fist pounded harder behind me. As swiftly and silently as I could, I moved to the far side of the room, knowing the punishment for trying to escape would be horrible.